The Loss of the Royal George, from The Child of the Wreck, by W.H.G. Kingston. Narrated by Ant Richards. I am not likely to forget that next morning, the 28th of August. It was a fine summer's morning, and there was just a little sea on, with a strongish breeze blowing from the eastward, but not enough to prevent boats coming off from Portsmouth. I counted 40 sail of the line, a dozen frigates and smaller ships of war, and well nigh 300 merchant vessels, riding, as of course we were, to the flood with our heads towards Cowes. You will understand that under the lower deck was fitted a cistern, into which the sea water was received and then pumped up by a hand pump, fixed in the middle of the gun deck, for the purpose of washing the two lower gun decks. The water was let into this cistern by a pipe which passed through the ship's side and which was secured by a stopcock on the inside. It had been found the morning before that this watercock, which was about 3 feet below the waterline, was out of order and must be repaired. The foreman came off from the dockyard and said that it was necessary to careen the ship over to port, sufficiently to rise the mouth of the pipe which went through the ship.